was in the ban yesterday, the ban says Mars Raya Rapid Fish. Is this that the shaver is potters? Stam, because it's not worth anything, not because you go bust and make carb. Is that the dessert is potters because a carrot, because you go bust over the site. So this is a kasha, that's a mask. I just saw this morning. Talis has a huge fetish. The question is, why would we say the Zerush B'chayev al Tzgarmi? Zerush B'chayev al Tzgarmi. Who says, who asked the question? I'm asking. Why is the Zerush B'chayev al Tzgarmi? Meaning, when he threw it off the roof, so he put in a matzah where now it's not worth anything. And for that reason, the shaver is potter because it has no value. Even though it's not considered al pelach, it's broken, it has no value. The hagufa he made it valueless. Why isn't that chay al tzgarmi? And so this one that Rav Tolle wants to say, enechanami. Rav Tolle wants to say enechanami. There may be. This Ramban says that he's potter, it's only al tzmazik, but al tzgarmi is chayiv. It's very strange, right? The whole point of the Ramban is that why didn't Rabbi say the din of the zerg? If the zerg is chayiv al tzgarmi, so zerg is chayiv al tzgarmi, then. Rav Tolle the granat. Okay. Okay. So I thought that members of the Zerban like that really. That Zerban and the Dinder and me. That this is what we say that you'll be chayiv din de garmi. What you be chayiv be yedayim is considered hezek. Be yedayim, and if you do it like they grum and oifen of garmi, then you're also going to be chayiv, right? But something that you'd be potter on, if you do it be yedayim, let's say it's hezek shayin neker. Right, so you're not going to be chayiv more by din in the garmi, but you're not going to be chayiv more for din in the garmi. So mail over here. This is not considered hezek. Making it doesn't have a value. Making it that doesn't have a value is not considered hezek.
What's hezek? Making that have value.
What?
Hezek is breaking something that has no value.
Wait. You just said two things in the same breath. You said, what's hezek? That's an excellent question. That is the question of it. What is hezek?
Okay.
He said, what'd you say?
Breaking something
and take away the value. Breaking something will take away the value. Is hezek? Exactly. Very good. Ari's reminding us of the story with the stamps. Right.
Stamps.
Well, the guy. There's two stamps. Two priceless stamps. Each one's worth $500,000. I rip one. Now there's only one left. Now it's worth $1 million. Right. So I rip one. You have both of those stamps, and I rip one. $500,000 stamp, but now I didn't cause you any loss because now you have $1 million. Now your other one's worth $1 million. So Chayyur is telling the Chakira, which the Machayim discussed this other times. What is the geder of Mazik? Is the geder of Mazik those two words that Mo put together? Is the geder of Mazik breaking Kalim? Or is the geder of Mazik taking away value? Now you can make your point.
Buy a couch and use for carbon, which costs more because it's used for carbon. If you now
costs more because it's used for carbon.
It's expensive because it's a good carbon. And you
why is it cost more because it's used for carbon?
It's more valuable.
Why is it more valuable?
A couch
is more valuable. Okay, a couch you match is less valuable.
No, you didn't match it. But it's a good. It's a nice couch. You're going to sell for
what makes it nice?
And you scratch it.
What makes it nice?
It's a fat couch. No.
It's a rental couch. Wow.
But you would pay more for it for a carbon.
Why? No, you won't.
You would.
No, you won't.
Okay, so a part.
Why would I pay more? I want to bring carbon. I go to the cow market and paid him the price for a cow.
What are you doing? Okay, Paraduma, which lost lots of money.
Paraduma, okay, so.
It's the same thing, which I don't actually damage if I put a thing on its thing and now it's worth nothing.
Thing on its thing.
A yoke on its neck.
Oh, yoke on its neck, okay.
So now it's worth nothing.
You're talking like a New York already, a thing on its thing, you know?
If I put a yoke on its neck, so now it's worth nothing. But I'm not hard to pay you because it didn't damage your cow.
It has a chain knicker.
Yes, it's the same thing here. As long as I didn't damage your kli, it's still a kli. Even though it's worth nothing, I didn't actually damage it. It's exactly the same thing. I lost its value, but so what? It's still a kli. You can still put stuff in it, technically, if it's falling through there. Regarding value that's not damaged, I'm not going to be high if I take away the value of something, as long as I haven't damaged the thing itself.
Are you saying Hezit?
What's it? Okay. It's not Hezit. And the question was, so basically you're just echoing my answer?
No,
the question was, the Rambam fully asked, I have a Farish Begarmi. So I suggested that Garmi has to be a Hezek. It was a Hezek of Donnelly Garmi, it has to be Hezek. And over here, taking away value is not a Hezek. That's what I said. I think you're saying the same thing now. Now, But then Samo said, what do you mean? Hezek is taking away value. That is what Hezek is. Right? So I said, it might not be Pashit that that's what Hezek is. And here, what exactly the gather of Hezek is?
It's one thing with my knife, it's a thing.
Hmm?
It's one thing with my knife, it's breaking it. It's that.
It's the same with the stamps. You have to pay for the stamp, even though you gain money, because now you can't use it as a stamp.
Well, you probably weren't using that much of the stamp anyway.
What you do with it is irrelevant.
No, but its value is not because you could use it for a stamp. Its value is because it's a collector's item. It's the only one in the world.
Okay, but
anyway,
it's just like any other stamp, though.
What's your point?
I just went over this last night. That why would if I just because I damage value doesn't mean I'm chayav.
You ask
as long as the thing is still there.
Because Hezek, again, so you're saying there's a parsha that Hezek is totally in damaging chaytzim,
yes.
and not the idea of value.
Yes.
You have Uriah is from Hezek Shein Nicker?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. If I replicate your stamp, and now your stamp's worth nothing, okay. I still didn't damage your stamp.
Okay, I have to think about Hezek Shein Nicker, but Akapanim, that Luchar would be a teretz for the Ramban. That would be a teretz for the Ramban. And even though Yichai Fagarmi, it has to be Hezek. Taking away value is not considered Hezek. Hezek means you have to break a kli. You have to Hezek means a Hezek. Hezek is Nicker, right? That's done to the kli. Oh, that's called Hezek. That's called Hezek. So Meila. You know, Garmi is chayiv, but that Ramban in Din of the Garmi said that Garmi is no different than Mazik. Garmi, you might have thought that Garmi means any time you garim a hefsid, you garim a loss of money, that's called Garmi. Says Ramban, no. Garmi is an oifin of Mazik. Whatever you chayiv by Mazik be a daim, the man that don't think Garmi, chayiv for Garmi, even though it's in the rec, as long as it fits the category, it fits the bill of Garmi. But if you didn't, But if it's not considered a hezek, so then then Garmi is not going to make any difference. Now, okay, let's see. We'll get back to this food. I think we'll see the next slide. Why don't we say Mashma Dafka Shavrasai? The case of Tzuris and Mishnah is when a piece jumped and broke a kli. Why don't we say that within this case itself, within stepping on the kli, there's a chil between Tzuris and Nezik Shalom. If you broke it, it's Nezik Shalom. If you rolled, it'll be Chasin Nezik. So kids, therefore, from the Mishnah, you know, there is a dig, but you have to think of a dig vaker. It's the Mishnah, like Mahalag Gomorrah says, Mahalag Gomorrah Mina. The Achrayin, Maram, asked the Kasha, on Teres Yisraya, he says, Harei Teres is before, Tais before the Mishnah said that the Chiddush of the Mishnah, what's Bechal the Chiddush's case in the Mishnah? Darz al Kli is telling me, I would think it's Mishnah, since he stepped on it so hard. Achinitas Hashever al Kli Achshav Rasai. So Meila, that's a Chiddush, it's not Mishnah. So Tais is, Zogdim Maram Cain. Okay, what's a Zeraya? That by virtue of fact, it gives you a case of stepping, and not a case of rolling. The case of rolling, you don't say bust of a mana. The reason why the Mishnah gives you this case is it wants to tell you this chiddush is not Mishnah. Zok demaram, ben chanami. But you have to say that the teretz of Taisu is only for the maskana. That of Taisvis, that from here is no raya legabe in his galgal. Because if there was a raya legabe in his galgal, then that would be a bigger chiddush. In other words, if the Mishnah is coming telling me a chiddush of his galgal, then his galgal doesn't work. That echanami. I'm sorry, the Mishnah would want to tell me a chiddush is galgal, nezek shalom, that would be a bigger chiddush than the chiddush of Mishnah. Therefore, one says, the Be'ah says, no raya one way or another, so therefore, then we say the chiddush is that. The Madur Basra.
What's the answer?
Huh? The basically in Hanami, but the reason why Tais is wanting to be Ryan Gab in his Galgal, even though there is a Chiddush in the Mishnah of Mishnah, but if the Mishnah would tell me a din in his Galgal, that's a bigger Chiddush than the din of Mishnah. It's an important Chiddush than the Havmiyah that will be considered Mishnah. So therefore, it's only when there's no Ryan from that, okay, so then we say the Mishnah, then the Mishnah, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Mishnah. The Madur Basra says that same chiddush that he says before, he bets he could have had a case by his galgal also. Meaning, The same thing could have happened, right? It was a question of how did the first kli break? Yeah, well, did it break because you stepped on it, or did it break because you rolled it? So you could have said the same thing. The first kli broke because you rolled it. And you rolled it so hard that it didn't even make the other one break. So it's mishonah. You could say the same nusach, says the Madur Basra, whether or not it's rolling the kli or snapping the kli. So therefore, the Okashi says it doesn't start. The same chiddush that has in the Manalev could be whether or not the case would be stamping or the case would be rolling. Because either way, the mission will be telling me a case where there's two steps over here. The question is, how did the first clip break? The first clip are rolling, and the first clip break are they stamping? So either way, you could say if whatever you did was enough to make it that it's going to break another clip, obviously you did it very strong. So therefore, says my dear Basra, the whole Rambam's kasha doesn't really start because the chiddush of Tais and Manal, if you have, regardless whether the pshat, whether it's Nizgalgal or Daras.
The chiddush of the Tosafot before was that it broke so hard that the shard ran both the second clear.
Right. So here also, I rolled it so hard. Yeah.
It broke the second clear, that it broke later.
No, that it broke in a way that. If I can roll something lightly and it can break, but it's not going to. If I roll it very hard and it smashes against the wall and then it breaks, it's strong enough that
it can roll and broke.
I can roll something, yeah, and it can hit a wall and break. I can roll it very, very hard, yeah, and then it's going to break. The impact is going to be much stronger enough to cause another thing to break.
Then you
should roll and break another second clip. Either way, the case would be that it broke and then it broke another clip. Tais didn't say we should change the case in the Mishnah. The whole issue of Tais is how did the first clip break? Did it break? Are they stamping? Did it break? Are they rolling? But either way, you can have the chiddush of that's not Mishnah. Right? Zara kli, Miroi Shagad. Near it, the Mizark Evan, Aichetz, Alakli, Bach, and the Kodam, the Shavar, the Chief of the Chayiv, the Shayakan, Monotvir Taba. The Azlina Nami Hoch, the Bossa, Mekara, Lemishnacha, Sreiris, Nazi Nezik, Sora Kli, the Lakal, the Mizark Evan, the Zark Liaz. Zaptai says that is this din. Zarkli Meshagad, Bach of Shabbos, it's not going Zarkli. Then the second one is Potter because Basamei Kara is Lina. Because they did Chayr that has been Taisus is, because they did a Maisa in the Kli. That's Lashon of the Rajba. Lashon of the Rajba. Maybe what else? Maybe he's a Taisus. Says, "Daf bezarik ba'atzma zarik emel kli l'shavrei kodem achon l'shavrei sheni chayev shavishin le'osa klum b'kli atzmai kli ba'atzmai." Now this whole halacha that was saying that it's basame kara, and it's as if the kli is already broken. Le'inyin. That Bach of a Shavroi is Potter. That's only when you did a mice in the Kli. You did a mice a Hezek in the Kli. Then we could say that it's considered Al Pi Halacha as if it's broken. But if you didn't do a mice in the Kli itself, then we could say that. Zok Taisvis. I'll bring your raya. Because otherwise, how do you have a case in Tzaris? If you go bus and make kara, then what's the classic case in Tzaris? It kicked up a rock, and the rock broke the kli. So if you can tell me, you go bus and make kara, le'inyin, that someone else, Bach of Ashavra, is Pater, the Gemara is Madama the two. The Gemara is Madama, the din, whether you pay Nezik Shalom, whether Behem pays Nezik Shalom, by Megalgal, and whether the shaver is potter, the Gemara's title haba. So Meila, who had in by Zarak Chetz, and Zarak Shayris. Zorak Tzair is, that's classic Tzair is Pechatzi Nezik. If you tell me, the Yigobas Mekara, the feet of Tzad of Rav, the Yigobas Mekara is even by Zorak Chet, then the application of that, then the Tzairis would be the animal Zorak. Zorak, the Chet of the animals is the Tzairis. And Meila, you should pay Nezik Shalom. Elamai Al Karachach, Zichel, Al Karachach Zichel. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Talmud of the Rashba, he argues in Tosis. He says, "Heishem dach b'zarek akli ba'atzmai b'zarek avnal pin shabrei satcha pater shabiz lost the plum b'guf ches kol mamish lost in the Rashba means the raya." He says, "Enim siyash v'alei, v'sayif sayif, manat vira tavar, amali azayik akli, atzma imali azayik evan alakli." He holds no difference. Sayif sayif, even though there's no ma'ase done in the kli, sayif sayif, since it's going to be broken. Since it's going to be broken. Zip it's broken. Now, when the Talmud Rashba is not coming out value, he's saying that even though you didn't do a mice in the clay itself, since it's on its way to be broken, you go bas mekara. Since it's going to be broken, it's already considered broken. And Bamisin, you could also be dan mitzad the svar of the Ramban. The Ramban said that bizarre klima rosh gag. The reason why the second guy is potter, even if you hold bas tavramanas lina, and still the second guy is potter, says the Ramban. Because the kli has no value. So chayra, what would the Ramban say in the case of Taisus? We can be done the Taisus case of Zarachetz. We can be done Taisus case mitzad basame kara. And we can be done, Basar of the Shaila value. You know, the Talmud of Rashba seems to have a kuach with Taisvis, Lagabe, Arasugya, of Basar Meikara. Just like our Gemara says that the Zara Klimerai Shagag, Yehol Basar Meikara, it's Manatvira Tavar. It's Manatvira Tavar because you go Basar Meikara. So then Shaila is, what about Mezara Kli? Do you go bus Mekar? So he says, no, you don't, that's Mechalik. Talmud Rashba says, no, even if it's an outside, you know, it's not a mice that's done the Kli itself, still we say, you go bus Mekar, as if it happened now. That's the time of Talmud Rashba. There's another angle over here that we have to be done, and that is mitzad the value, mitzad the Ramban. The question is, would the Ramban also disagree with Taisus? Based on a different angle, based on a different space, based on the whole knock of the Ramban, the guy made the value. Because even if you want to say you don't go bust and make kara, the Ramban says, the rip passes, you don't go bust and make kara, and still we say the second guy is potter because has no value. One second, has no value. So chayra, why does it have no value? Because, like Rashi says, and the Ramban says, Because what? Soifli Shavar. Let me just say? Soifli Shavar, right. It's Soifli Shavar. So this kli is also Soifli Shavar. The nusach of Soifli Shavar, the chayra, should apply over here as well. Yeah, I'm talking about the chayit. It's still soif l'shaver.
Rashi only says that when you're throwing the
clean. I understand that. You're saying that's the shaila. That is the question. there's a svara seifli shaver that to make the kli valueless, and that's why we patted the second guy. Is it muchach? Would the Ramban necessarily argue on Tais? We see what Shain Farish argue. We'll see the Tais wants to say other people are going to argue. But the question is, mitzad the svara of that is valueless, would that also be a svara to say the Ramban argues? The chayr is a svara to say that the strong svara say the Ramban would argue. Rav Baruch Bar wants to say that even the Ramban. Also, there is the Ramban says that it's safely shav, and if it doesn't have a value, he wants to say that that's only when also when the ma'aseh was done in the kli, not mitzad the din of bas mekara when Taisus makes the chaluk the ma'aseh done in the kli. It's only bas mekara if ma'aseh was done in the kli, but mitzad. Even it's not to say that the chayfetz inherently has no value, is not when a mice was done in the kli to take away its value. But when it's an outside mice, Rav Baruch Bar wants to suggest, which is not so posh to me at all, Rav Baruch Bar wants to find even the Ramban's maida that the whole chiddush of the Ramban that it's considered that it lost its value. You know, even the Ramban, what Rav Baruch Bar is saying is, even the Ramban it's not just a lesson in economics over here. It's not just saying that because the ma'aseh no one's going to buy it, right? For the same svara, if that would be the svara, that's not no one's going to buy it, yeah? Then just like no one's going to buy the kli that's falling down from the roof, no one's going to buy a kli that has an arrow shooting right at it, you know, assuming the guy has good aim, right? So no one's gonna. This is the same. The practical value in the shuk, the chayyim shouldn't be any difference. So Morabar is suggesting das Ramban. Even Ramban is not just talking about practical value. Even Ramban is talking about some inherent value and inherent value of a kli is only lost when something is being done to the kli itself. That's the chiddush of. Now, now, the question is, what do we do with Taisus Kasha? What do we do with Taisus Kasha? Okay, if we say that the Shurim are arguing on Taisus, what do we do with Taisus Kasha of Taisus? Now, Taisus wants to suggest that the number of Rishonim that argue on Taisus. We got the etzim. Didn't get the etzim. You say the taisus when you go bas mekara when it's the geya chetz. So the taisus wants to suggest that the two rishonim they argue. One is the rosh, and one is the mukiyais. The rosh is handling more shaila. The guy kicked up the rock in the. Chayim. Okay, Gemara is a suffix versus Maskanas Gemara is. In other words, where the Maisa was done, which is Rabbim, and the Hezek took place, which is Yachid. So the question is, So what's over here? So it says the Rosh Afgad Gavi Darasal Kli. We look at the Maisa, which kicked it up. We look at the Hesek. Says the Rosh Afgad Gavi Darasal Kli. And it's Gal Gomok Amacha Benishba Signal El Kirova. The Bosom Ekar Eslina. We go Bosom Ekar. So therefore, we should say, if you go Bosom Ekar, you should be Potter. Shem Vreg Mishus Rabbin. It should be considered Shem Vreg Mishus Rabbin. Hachal is lina basa meikara. Ala achra mokoim shenase by a nezik. Achra mokoim shenase by a nezik. The goli kra, the regal beer bestay acher. Va beer hai bchatsa nezik. Since the pasuk says the beer bestay acher, so normally you go basa meikara. Therefore, the chayv is basa meikara, the Rosh is saying it should be considered that the whole that everything is done. And everything is done in the Rishus HaRabim. So we say, no. Since Saif Kol Saif, Metzias, the Hesek, done in the Rishus HaNizik, Rabbi B'Stei Acher tells you, go Basar, the Chatzar HaNizik. Now, just on the side, this Rosh HaZachar is a bit difficult, because the famous Rosh that says that in the Rif, tells me that why is Shem Veregel part of the Bishus Rabbim? So Riff says, Riff gives a svara. What is Riff's svara? Because Orche, the Riff says. It's Orche, it's a derech for to bring animals to Bishus Rabbim. So Meila, Psatera, Behemoth damages Bishus Rabbim. Sham is made for Mahemas Luya, people who bring Mahemas Rabbim, and it just happens, and it's impossible. It's Orche. So, Fred the Rosh, Tmeili, my Hutzuk Lefarish Taima, the Ptum Shindor Chayu, when the Riff became a philosopher over here, well, they tell me Darish Taima, the Kral over here, the reason why he put there because Zorche, as there was Machayev you, leave that to Ram Marna Buchim, why is the Riff in the Nalachas? Explain this to us. Oh, Krok said, "Be mistay acher." Damish and Kab. It's a v'dashim. Leib is Rama. Be mistay acher. That's why we have pasuk. We need time to crow for. Okay. So what was it with anything? Makeshe. The Rif says that Shem Bered Mishram is pasuk or it's orche. Says Rosh, we need that for. Be pasuk. Be mistay acher. Leib is Rama. What did Mishnah came with Mishnah Nizik? The Rif is explaining why Shem Veregel B'Shus Rabbim is Potter. Thank you. Says the Rosh, V'Efshir Shabon L'Farish Time Apostle, one with Rosh Tarim B'Shus Rabbim, L'Fish Adar G'Lech B'Shus Rabbim, V'Efshir Shiel Chabayim Achreim Tamid, Al-Karin Chai B'Shus Rabbim, L'Fish Adar G'Lech, even the Yai V'Deya, you should be more careful. Okay, and he says, "Oh, the nafkamina says the Rosh. Mitamze shemoy hates aruch b'shus mitzos b'shus rabim mitzos b'shus yachid. V'daris Allah b'shus rabim mishav b'shus yachid. Keilkim shdarak leach b'lidus Allah p'turim." Says the Rosh that the nafkamina in the Rif, nafkamina in the philosophy of the Rif, it was hates aruch that was. Half the part of eight was Mishus Rabbim, and the part of eight was Mishus Hanizik, and he pushed the eights, and that broke the clean in Mishus Yachid. Since it's dark leilach v'lidrois, so he's part there because the Ma'isa Hezek took place in Mishus Rabbim. So this is far of Orche. Says the Rif. Which stammers it is a question of the Rosh. Right? Pashtus, we don't pass the Rav Shimon's Darish time in the crowd. I mean, we don't say that by Moshe Mafkin, you know, take a mashkin from a beg almana. You know, take a mashkin from an almana. question is it dafkan amana rich almana, a poor almana, because you're going to come at night to give back the mashkin and people will start talking, or it's even a rich almana which you don't have to give back, so maybe there's no chash. So if Shimon says, dafkan by a poor almana, not by a rich almana, he's Irish time, the Quran says, the reason why, I'll take a mashkin of an almana is because, since you're going to have to bring it back at night, people will start talking. Maybe is not committed by rich almana. We don't pass them. We're not the Irish time in the crowd. We're not the Irish time in the crowd. Although in the Rambam, it's not so partial b'chlal. Pashas could be the Rambam holds. You're the Irish time in the crowd. If you have a commission of a shul, that's a Rambam. That's all a question by itself. But if we're not the Irish time in the crowd, what's the Rosh telling me? The Rebbe is telling me this far is because Zorche Melo does not mean by Yitzarach. So l'chayra, the terrace that Akash is, and that. Either way, it's going to impact on our rush, and that is that the chayra. We're not time to cross when we say the reason for iser is this. Male, if the reason doesn't apply, it's not a get. That's when you mean there is time to cross. But using the time to be magdir halacha, that could be okay. L'mosha. So over here, that's where b'shayla. You go. There is a bit of a stay after. He has a tully in the ma'isa. He's tully in the hezek. Here the ma'isa was when he pushed the board. It has to be by Zerus Yachid. The ma'isa is Ram. It has to be Zerus Yachid. Where do you go, Basar? Where do you go, Basar? So now you could say maybe time in the craw tells you since the reason is because it's too hard to watch your animals. It's just Rabin. So that could be Magda. The Ikh is totally where the ma'isa is not where the Hezek is. Even if you say it like that, or and also if you don't say it like that, B'chayra, Snapazar is a problem with the Rosh. The Rosh Bayah says that it was hit as B'shus Rabin. The hit as B'shus Yachid, even though normally you go B'shus Mekara, so we don't say as B'shus Rabin. Why? Because Bir B'shus Yachid tells me they go B'shus Hezek. You go B'shus Hezek. Right? Hi, the Rosh says. The Rosh says, we got the eight Zaruch. Rabbi Eitz Aruch. You don't go bust the Hezek. You don't go, but what do we say? It's Aruch, you putter. The eight was trapping, the animal kicked the eight, and that broke the Kli. Right? So we say, since it's Orche, yeah? Since the Ptur is also Orche, so what did I do? I'm the Shrab, my name is the Shrab. I had a Hezek place in the Shusyachid, it took place in the Shusyachid. Right? So we say, no, but it's totally an Orche. The Torah of Shisram is Tali Norches. That's Tali where the Behem is doing. Where the Behem is doing what it's doing. We don't care what hasn't happened. Here we're saying Zochar feed that Svara. Hit the Bshusiyachid. Hit the Bshusram. His Bshusiyachid. Also, what did the Behem? Where did the Behem do what it did? The Shisram. It was walking Shisram and then has right to because it's impossible to walk the Behem. So therefore, Zochara. What's Rosh saying? Bibis Teach is totally with the Ma'isa Hezek is L'chayr according to the Rosh. The first paragraph is totally where the Ma'isa is not where the Ma'isa Hezek is not where the actual Hezek. Okay, that's an aside. But upon him, I mean not an aside. Meaning it's an important question. But what's negated to us is the Ktzayis. So Ktzayis wants to be derived from this Rosh. That the Rosh does not hold of Taisus. The Rosh does not hold of Taisus. Why? Because if Zechaira, the case of the Rosh is the case of Tzoris. Tzoris is like Zarachetz. Right? The case himself said. Right? And yet the Rosh said, he asked the Kasha, you should go back to Mekara. Hit the B'shus Rabin, B'shus Yachid, Frek the Rosh, why don't you go B'shus Meikara? And you should be Potter, because you go B'shus Meikara? You should go B'shus Meikara. If not for the Gezeres, the cause of B'shus Yachid. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about Hittis, we're talking about Tzrayis, we're talking about Zarachetz, and still the Rosh is handling Basim Eikar. Taisus says no Svar Basim Eikar by Chetz. So if that's true, and Taisus arrived from Tzrayis, otherwise it would never be Tzrayis, although you always go Basim Eikar. So in fact, the Ktzai is, but the Rosh does not like that. Not Kasha. The Chayyim, the Rosh argues, because the Rosh says, see, so we say Chayyim, and the Rosh has the Kasha, you should go bust my car. See, so even by Tzrayris, you go bust my car. As they effectively said, the Rosh argues. Not only does the Rosh argue, as says the Ktzais, but also the famous Nuki Yosef, right? We all know by now what is the famous Nuki Yosef. Well, I'm assuming we'll get to this man, but then it'll be like anticlimactic already. We're trying to get to that Nuki Yosef, you know. But that Nuki Yosef says that he has the kasha, not the Meishu Shem Chitzav, so why don't you hire a lot of light candles in Shabbos? If Eishu Shem Chitzav is Ma'an Mazik, it's Adma Mazik, so we light a fire and it burns as if you're constantly lighting the fire. And that's why Yichayev is Adma Mazik, and he has it that it does. Some cane, so if I light the fire that counts out of Shabbos and burns the Shabbos, it's like I'm lighting it constantly on Shabbos. That's the famous question of Mukhi Yosef. And for the Mukhi Yosef, that no, when we say that Eishim Mishum Chitzov doesn't mean that it's constantly happening, Yichayev as it happens. Try this, Yichayev, Kilu, everything happened before. Kilu, everything happened before. Mamela, he did it, it's like he did everything before Shabbos. And Mela by case Eish Mishum Chitzav also, or even Chitzav, a guy was Zarek Chetz, says Mek Yosef, and the guy died. So he says, he's Nechasim Reim Meshubed before. He's Nechasim Reim Meshubed before. Even though he died before before it actually took place. So if you tell me that he's chayev for what happens, if he's doing it as it happens, the guy's dead, then dead men tell no tales. The people that then there's no chiyuv on that dead person. Kili did it. So he's dead. Why is he chayev? Elamai is Kili did before. Mele is the chasim came mishum. That's been the famous Mugi Yosef. Love it says. And right, you know what they were talking about chayev. And still Mugi Yosef says, Kili did it before. So chayev you see, that this is svar basa meikara, even by Zarachet, and therefore the says the Chayyim Mek Yosef and the Rosh are both going to disagree with the Taisis.
If he's holding the torch and then he died, it lit something. It's Chayyim.
If a guy torched a goddess,
he lit it,
but it started burning, right? And so even though it burned. It started a forest fire and it burned 1,000 miles down the road. Yeah, he's chayev for the whole thing, right? Even though he died. Yeah. Subject toys. Taisus got a good point. Imkain tzroiris lemishkach v'slot tzroiris. If you go with bus meikara, zokdik toys. Zokdik toys that even though that, so what are you telling me? If you say Basim Ekara, I have a chayiv chatzin nazik by tzaris. Look, the tzaris. No, you're making a mistake. Even though we're going to say Basim Ekara, as if it happened now, that's what Basim Ekara means. But as if it happened now,
it's not called.
No. What am I saying? No.
At the end of the day, it's happening disconnected from
the scope. But Saif how did it happen? Saif how did the Hezek happen? With Kaichai. It's as if it happened now, but it's still Kaichai. So therefore, Mishkachas Lon Tzrayris, I'll tell you by Zarachetz, you go bust in a car. Right? As if it happened now. Say, but what happened now? How did it happen now? So it was Ade Kaichai. It's not Gufai. One second. One second. Mela, it's shy to go basame kara by zarchetz, and still have the din of tzaris.
It's a cap 22. Hmm? Like, if it happened there, then he didn't happen right now. Now he has counting it.
What? The mice, he didn't touch it.
But
right.
Mice he didn't.
So now, L'chaira as some of them ask, that once you're going to take the Tzaisa Svara, that fine, you go bust to make cars if it happened now, but how did it happen? We look at how it happened. So in the case of Gilgal Kli, so they're also how did it happen in real time? How did it happen? Kaichai. One second. What? Okay. Wait, so the footnote? What? Okay, fine. What? One second. If I roll a Kli, yeah? And it rolls into the wall and smashes. Yeah? Was that Gufay?
Kicked it.
What's the difference? He kicked it or he threw it? He rolls it.
One second.
But what broke the Kli?
Granted, at the time, what broke the Kli?
It's
called the kick. It hit when it was not attached to the foot.
It's Koach.
What broke the Kli?
It's Koach.
Kaicha. His Kayach broke the Kli. It was the energy that he put into the... Well, Ari will give us the science again, the kinetic energy and the potential energy, the ganze geschichte. Okay, the meiste was kaicha that broke it, right? At the end of the day, so you want to say it's what happened now? Say it, b'sef b'sayif. How did it happen? And are they kaicha? If it didn't happen, are they goof? It happened, are they kaicha? So you have to say for the Ktzayit, which is difficult, because the Ktzayit is a good Taina. So you have to say for the Ktzayit, the Chayinim say, that what Benji was saying, that the Maisa Seif Ktzayit, over here, in the case of Gilgal, right, so Maisa touched the Kli. Right, he did touch the Kli. So Meila, if we say it happened now, then the Pshat is, we say that Ke'ilu, he broke it with his contact. Like Ke'ilu, he smashed into the wall directly. Even though Al-Diba Damas, that's not what happened. Right? I mean, you could have said the same thing that's by Zara Chetz, right? If it happened Ke'ilu now, then Ke'ilu, I punctured it with the Chetz. Right? So even though there was never contact. There wasn't contact, direct contact with me and the Kli, right? But if you're telling me it happened now, different than the way it really happened, yeah. In other words, Malamshah, if you're saying that, Ilo was saying Kilo it happened now, but we're taking into consideration how it happened, and that's what was saying by Zarek. That's what he's saying by Tzrairis. It's still even if you go bas mekara, it's still considered kaicha. The same was kaicha that broke it. Then lechayra one could argue even by when you magal with the kli saif kaseif, you could say it's kaicha that it's ma'aseh was saif kaseif. It was kaicha that broke it. So Almai, there's a subtle chilk over here. You have to say that if he touched the kli, then we look at the kilu. He broke a bidayim, Hashem came. Almai, he never touched the kli. It's not a punch the chilk.
Kilu is, let's say, like you're smashing against the wall.
Right.
Kilu, the wall is here, and you're kicking it,
throwing
against the wall, and then it breaks.
Okay, so I could say it, what you just said, just as emphatically, by saying with the zarachetz, Kilu, the kli was here, and instead of being zarach, I smashed the thing with the click because Kilo was right here. And my energy, my throwing of the chet is going to bang right into the click. I can say just as emphatically. Right? Now, okay, so the svar is not clear, but again, there is a chilah here, you touched and here not. Maybe that's the side of the service. Now, Legabe, the Tzoris is Kasha. So the Habei, we said the Talmud Rajba, I'm sorry, the Tzoris is Kasha. So Forget about the Rosh and what's the name for a minute? The Mukheris. But the Farish Rishon that argues in Taisus, the Farish that argues in Taisus is the Talmud Rashba. And he brings down the Rashba, brings down the Yeshayim, ties the Rashba, and he argues and says he doesn't understand the difference. So if so, if Manat Tfir Tavar Mali Zarek Akli Ba'atz Mai Mali Zarek Evan Al Kli, since it's going to be, if we say Basim Yekara, since it's going to happen, we say as if it's broken, what's the difference? Ella, he says, Who Nami Pshit L'Rabba, the Shani Potter. He argues in the Alach of Taisus. Aye, Taisus Kasha. So he says, what do you mean, what's the problem? It's Alach Mashma Zina. No, you're right, go Basim Yekara. But Alach Mashma Mashina says, that still you go Basim Yekara, still you pay Chatzin Ezek. Ah, I'm Cain. Once you're marshaling the local mission machine and saying that they even go bust my car, still the Cyrus. Yeah, so then I'm Cain by when you megalgal the Kli. So why say the same thing? The same, if you tell them anyway, it's Chalach Mashma Sina, that's Chatzin Nezek, even though you go Basa Meikara, so what's the argument I'm saying? If you go Basa Meikara, go Basa Meikara, it's Nezek Shalom. Go Basa Meikara, it's Maskana Zagama, it's Nezek Shalom. The same Chalach Mashma Sina. If you're not being Mechal between Zorak Chet and Zorak Kli, so when it comes to Tzareres, why are you being Mechal? So he says, Shani Tzareres, La Naga Gufo Shalbeim Bakli, Fi Gemir Hilchasan. Mahakhu, the Gemir. The Halach Meshina Tzareres is Dafka when you don't touch the thing itself. So therefore, as we saw, as we'll see again, we'll see in the Rajma again, we discussed this, that Tzareres might, the Chilin Tzareres Guf might be whether you touch the thing itself, as we said, we discussed. By the shlif and everything, the masa is part of you. But we'll see again in the Rashba. But he's saying the Loch Mashina of Tzareres is when we didn't touch the thing. So Melo Vehili touched the thing. That since Sefkasar, you came in contact with Gavr Nizah, over here, there's room to Mechalik, the guy with Loch Mashina. And he said the Loch Mashina is only we didn't touch the clay. So whether you go Bas Mekar or not, is irrelevant. Avadi Gobas Mikara, and the Gabe therefore is considered Manatir Tavar, and whoever damage is going to be Potter. Saif Kosaif, the Gabe, this is Allah Meshma Sinai of Tzrairi, the Pechat Sinezik, even though you go Bas Mekara, that's the Knack over here, that's only going to be when you, that whole Chiddush that Tzrairi is, that's only going to be when you touched it, then you don't have Allah Meshma Sinai. Now,
you wouldn't have it by Tzareres? If you touched it by Tzareres, you wouldn't have
What's the case? The only case you touched by Tzareres is we touched the Dover and Nizek. We touched the Dover and Nizek. That's on Gal
Kli. You actually hit the
Kli. Yeah, you rolled it. You said,
not, I mean, as opposed to...
Chetz. As opposed to Tzareres where you kick the rock into the Kli. Now, the Tzareres is kind of this Rosh. The Rosh argues on Taisus because the Rosh asked the Kasha if I hit this Bishri Yachid, Bishram, his Bishri Yachid, we should go bust the Meikara. So Chayra, the Pele is, everybody asks, what do Chayra ask? And the Rosh himself seems to hold out like that. So the Mugayasa brings down from the Rosh, black Taisus. The Mugayasa brings down from the Rosh, Lehetia. That this is we say Zara Kli Bar Shane and Mishav is Potter. Talking to Yosef Shane the Rosh like Taisus Milu Kosev Rosh Shem Zarek Evan Echetz Ala Kli Bach and Kog Mishav Rai Chai Yesh Lachal and Bain Inyan Zer Zara Kli Ma'atzmai the same Rosh the same Zara. You know, we don't have this Rosh, Mukheris is close to Rosh. Somebody we could trust him. So Chayra is a steer in the Rosh. The Fidik Tzais is a steer in the Rosh. The Tzais wants to say the Rosh by Hittis disagrees with Taisvis. Then Chayra is a steer in the Rosh. So, the very big problem over here. Chayyim is a very big problem. Chayyim, the Rosh is a good time. I mean, the Rosh brought down our sugya. The Rosh made reference to our sugya of us make kar. He was talking about tzaris over there. Very difficult question. So many achrayim want to say, Stipe or others, also, that the many achrayim want to say that when we talk about basa mekara, that there are two aspects to that. Okay, there's the aspect which Batsim we touched upon yesterday. Is the aspect mitzad the kli and the aspect mitzad the ma'is of the gabra. The same bas mekara could affect two things. The fact that it's kilu mitzad the gabra, whatever he did it right now. Yeah, the ma'is of the gabra, bang, whatever the ma'is of the hezek. That it's as if it's already finished now. As if the ma'is hezek is already finished.
Meaning, whatever he calls it, he's going to do happen.
That's right. Mitzad your involvement. Mitzad your involvement. Mitzad your chiyuv. It's already chiyuv now, because you did something. You set into motion something that's gonna eventually break it. As far as we're concerned, you're done. You're chayiv. So then. Then you can also handle mitzad b'chayvitz, mitzad dover nizik. Do we say that ki'ilu is broken? Do we say the ki'ilu is broken? One second. Okay. So Emerson, when we talk about meikara, basa meikara. It could be negeya in two areas. It could be negeya mitzad the ma'is of the mazik, mitzad the chiyuv, the responsibility of the mazik, and also again mitzad the chayfetz. Look at the chayfetz is broken. So meila zogin acharin mazay. When the rosh that agreed with Taisus, and the rosh said that when the Gemara says that basim ekara. The basim ekara is going to affect the p'tur of the shayver. Is going to affect the p'tur of the shayver. Why does it affect the p'tur of the shayver? Because we say mana tvir tava. If you go basim ekara, then the pshat is keilu the chayfetz is already broken. The chayfetz is already broken. Not just that the first one's chayiv. That's what pat is the second. What pat is the second one is, and maybe only because the chayiv is considered already broken. Like Rava so eloquently says, mana tefira tava. The chayiv is considered the kli. The dabra nizik is considered. It's already dabra nizik. And that that's why second guy is potter. And in that area is where Tarsus says, and the Rosh agrees, and maybe the Mukiyas is going to agree as well, is that halacha is only when something was done to the chayfetz. When a ma'isa says it was done to the chayfetz, then you can say, we can look at it, halacha, as if it's already broken, because something was done to it. Something was done to it, that's what gives it, as if it's broken. Linya that you're going to part of the shayver. Mamel is a taisus, but it was a chetz. Nothing was done to the chayfetz. So therefore, if nothing was done to the chayfetz, then they can't say mona tefira taver. It's not considered a broken kli. It's not considered a broken kli. Mamel, if it's not considered a broken kli, then the shayver is chayim. The shayver is chayim. Masha'en king. Linyan, the mice of the Gavra, Mashenkin and the mice of the Gavra, there can zayin, that the Rosh will tell you, that even by Zarachetz, mitzad, the mice of the Gavra, you say basa meikara, then mitzad the ma'is of the ma'is of mazik, mitzad the ma'is of the gavra, it's already as if it's done as far as the chiyuv is concerned. Mitzad the chiyuv of the zayrik, yeah, it's possible to say that even by zara chetz, then mitzad him, he's already chayiv.
So why?
What's that? Yeah. Let me just finish the thought. So Mela, when the Rosh is handling Hittis Bishus Rabin, Hittis Bishus Yachid, there we're not handling the status of the Chayfetz. We're not handling as if the Chayfetz is already broken. That's not the issue over there. Then the shaila is it considered regel b'shus harabin, or is it considered regel b'shus hayochid? When we're handling regel b'shus harabin versus regel b'shus hayochid, what are we handling? We're handling the mice of the gavin, mice of the behem in this case. Yeah, the mice of the hezek. We're handling the mice of the hezek. Is this a mice of hezek? Vershus ha rabin, where it took place, or is it a ma'is hezek where the hezek the actual hezek took place? So today the Rosh asks, if you go bus to Meikara, then the pshat is it's as if mitzad the mazik, it's all finished. That was Rosh's kasha. Mitzad the mazik, it's all finished. The meila, as far as Hilchis Shein V'Regel, that it's Chayim B'Shus HaNizik and Pod B'Shus Rabim, that we say everything is done as if everything happened to B'Shus Rabim. Not that the Hezek already happened, but without me, I did everything over here, and what's Mechayiv me is what I did. What I did already, that's what's Mechayim me. That's what Basim Mekar tells me. So Mechayim is I already did everything that has to be done, so that's it. I'm finished. Right? Says the Rosh, L'chayru, Im Kain, then it should be considered that it's Shem Reg, which is Rabbin. Because being Mechayim from everything, we don't look at when the Hezek is going to happen. We don't look at later. As far as I'm concerned, it's all finished. As far as the Ma'is of the Ma'is is concerned, it's all finished. If as far as he's concerned, it's all finished, then it should be considered Shem Reg, which is Rabbah. And that, the Rosh says, no, there's a Kosov, Ubir B'Steyacher, you don't look at Lagabi, Shem Rego, Shus Rabbah, Shus Yogin, you look at where the actual Hezek took place. There's a Kosov, the Rosh says. Yeah? But the Kasha was, the Kasha, when the Rosh fell to, the Bosom Ekara, it wasn't an Indian, the status of the Chayfetz. That type of the Rosh holds, the linear status of the Chayfetz, whether it's considered Manatvir Tavar, that we say by Zarah Chetz, you don't go Bosom Ekara. Only the Gavra, the Ma'is of the Gavra, do we say, the Ima Zarah Chetz, you go Bosom Ekara. As far as, because inside the Ma'is of the Gavra, the ma'is of the gavra, whether it's totally when it actually happens or what you did, then it doesn't make a difference whether you did a ma'is in the chayfetz or not. Because mitzad the ma'is of the gavra, then we're looking at the hezek that you did. Because there the svar is, I did everything that's going to do the hezek. It's as if I already did it now. I'm finished. I did whatever I did. So it's kilu. I already damaged now. Like Mikhail says, there's going to be shib in the chasim. There's going to be shib in the chasim. Right now, there's already shib in the chasim. Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm considered a masik already. But mitzad the chayvitz is not the ma'isa. The chayvitz itself is not damaged yet. But for example, I think the type gives this marshal, right? The guy kills someone. He doesn't die right away, right? But we have to know him. They say that when the injury that he did him is what causes death, right? So you're going to say, so he's considered a Ratzach right away, right? Even though it didn't happen until later, right? He didn't die until a week later, yeah? He's still, give me a minus bad. Okay? So Elmai, but he's still a Ratzach now. Rav Adi is considered a Ratzach now, right? So it's the same thing over here also. Mitzan him, it's already finished. So Mela, it's not necessarily tushdel to legabe by Zarachetz, the Rosh of Visa Pisces. That Bacham Shabra is potter, because nothing was done to the Chayfetz. And therefore, it's not considered Mantvir Tabar. But legabe, the Maisa, the Mazik, then the Rosh says, the Bas Mekara would consider it that it's done now.
Voilà. So, what's the connection?